The list of bits I've done, it's kind of neat to recollect. Remember that Charles and Di a while back? Everything, they can't blow their nose without it being in the paper. Remember that horrible ski accident that Charles was on holiday and a friend of his, there was an avalanche? Remember that thing?
Talking about. I read all about it, Tom. Now, there were signs posted everywhere. Danger, avalanche, danger, trail closed, danger, danger, danger. But no, you had to go skating through there. Well, look what happened. Shut up, you brainless little twit. Don't you see I'm having enough trouble dealing with it? Brainless twit, is it? Now the cards are on the table. Well, let me tell you something, Charles. I hate you. Everything about you, Charles. Whatever I saw in you. I don't know. Oh, God. I hate your face. I hate your nose. I hate your ears. I hate your hair. I hate your fish belly white skin. I hate your spindly legs, your fat mutt, the way you always smell of horses. I hate your accent. I hate everything about you, Charles. I hate your focus. I hate your schlong. I hate everything. Lady Di, please. You're upset. Bloody right, I'm upset. I hate this marriage. You ever heard the expression, Charles? Better to be a pauper and happy than a princess crying in a palace. Well, that's what I am. A princess crying in a palace. I hate my life. I hate my life. Don't touch me. Get away from me. I'm stupid. I'm a young girl. Here you came in your battle regalia, looking so bold. Little did I know what a fool I was. I let you foul me with your demon seed. I let you impregnate me with your obnoxious little brats. Brats, Charles. And now I have no life. I can't go anywhere. Cameraman hounding me. And I wake up at night and I look at you lying there, sleeping with your mouth open, spittle rolling out of the corner, your greasy hair, snoring. And I think, God, why do you hate me, God?
Lady Di, please. Please get a grip on yourself. There is admittedly a certain period of adjustment to any marriage. But in time, even though the love you thought you initially felt for me, which was actually infatuation, has turned to something less than romance, after a time you'll come to respect me. After all,
you do rather like Mr. Rooney, don't you?
Oh, Charles, get Mr. Rooney away from me. I can't just say I'm not in the mood for that. Is that your answer to everything? We have an argument, and right away Mr. Rooney has to be brought to bear. Let me tell you something, Charles. I am sick and tired of you constantly bringing Mr. Rooney up to the... Because if you think for 1 minute that that's going to pacify the kind of mood that... Oh.
He's Washington's best jock on Washington's best rock. The Grease Man.